Star 94.1.
Listen to this mystery that unfolded while I was in Albuquerque last week, okay? So, as you probably know, Callie's grandmother passed away, which is very sad. And it was a great couple days in Albuquerque, and it was beautiful services, and everything was fine with the funeral side of it. It was sad when it was supposed to be sad. It was happy when it was supposed to be happy. That was fine. But I was completely preoccupied by this mystery that I couldn't seem to get anybody to buy into.
What happened?
All right, so when somebody passes away, the next of kin, you know, family members, contact friends of that person to let them know that Frances, that was Callie's grandmother's name, has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So Frances has some friends who lived in Albuquerque and recently moved to the Northeast to be closer to their son. So they left Albuquerque, they moved to the Northeast, right?
Okay.
So they call this couple to let them know that Frances passed, and the couple doesn't ever respond to the calls, no messages, whatever. So they finally track down the son. They call the son, and they say, hey, we just want to let you know that your mom's good friend, Frances, passed away, and we haven't been able to get a hold of your mom. Is she okay, and can you help us get her a message? And he says, well, they're back in Albuquerque. And they're like, what?
What?
He goes, they left last week from here, so Ohio or somewhere, to go back to Albuquerque. They didn't like it here. So they just suddenly woke up one morning and said, we're going back.
Whoa. They're like, we're moving back. Not just going back for a visit, moving back.
But they were, So they're like, okay. So they call they still have landlines, call landline, not connected, call. They send somebody over to their house in Albuquerque. Okay. Somebody else is living in the house in Albuquerque.
Weird.
So friends at the FOFs, the friends of Frances, are missing. The son, who's in the Northeast, is like, I don't know. I woke up one morning, there was a message on my machine. They're like, we don't like it here. We're going home.
So he thought his parents just packed it up and went back to their old house.
So, right. But
he hadn't talked to him in like a week.
In 5 days. Hadn't heard from him. So he's getting to the point of like, really starting to freak out.
Yeah, okay? I'm kidding.
So then people in Albuquerque are looking for them to the best of their ability, but there's also a funeral going on. But somebody goes to the house. There's other people living in the house.
And what do those other people say?
I don't know.
They're just like, we bought this house a while ago. We've been living here for a year.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Get off my porch.
Oh, it's not. I don't think it's like that. I think it's, we're talking a matter of like 2 or 3 months. I think the people, like if they bought that house, they just bought it. Or they're renting it, or whatever. So it's this big mystery that I'm only getting bits and pieces of because I'm in another woman's funeral, so I can't be preoccupied with these strangers, okay? So I hear this whole story from Callie's mom. That happened, like, what day did they go out there? Wednesday?
Yeah. Right,
so Wednesday. Hear this whole story. And Thursday morning. Yeah, Wednesday. So I'm preoccupied, but I can't be because I'm there for somebody else. Ready for this? Ready for this? Dateline crap?
What?
Callie's mom, we go to the funeral home early on Thursday. That's the day of the services. We get services start at 9 a.m. Visitation starts at 9 a.m. We get there at 8 a.m., like 8:15. It's me and Callie and her mom, and Callie and her mom want to make sure the flowers look good and all this stuff. And I had the rental car, so I drove. So I was sitting out in the entryway area while Callie and her mom did family stuff, and I was there if needed. And her mom comes rushing up. She goes, come here and look at this. What? The guest book.
Yeah.
Outside of the room.
No.
The first name.
No.
The only name is the missing couple. They came to the viewing before the viewing started.
And they signed the thing, but then they disappeared again?
But they disappeared.
And even after the viewing and the funeral, nobody can find them?
No.
Whoa.
I almost didn't come home. Find the old people.
They don't want to be found.
I know. Why?
Why? Because I mean, look, they've lived a fulfilled life. They went and tried to live closer to family, and they said, we're not really feeling this anymore. We're going to disappear. We've put like 80 years on this planet. Y'all don't need us anymore. And we're just going to go.
That was my thinking. And the fact And the fact that they're like 85 years old or however old they are, right? Like, they cannot not pay respects to one of their oldest
friends. Right.
So they sneak in. So I'm serious. We got there at like 8:15 or 8:30 in the morning.
They had been there before you.
Before we got there. So
Wait a second. Could this be like old people in technology? Like they have a phone and they think it works and they're leaving voicemails for their son in some other weird place, but their phone was actually cut off 2 years ago because they stopped paying the bill on accident.
That's great.
Because all the bills went online and they can't pay a bill online.
Stop. None of that matters because they were smart enough to know what time visitation began and to go there when nobody would be there and to get out before anybody
Like their son has called them, has left a voicemail saying, this happened to Frances. Y'all need to contact someone. They knew where she was from. They knew where she would be, and they did exactly what they needed to do to avoid everybody. They're doing that on purpose. You ain't going to find them, Jeff.
My heroes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, for sure.
100%.
I think this has to be old people in technology in the Matrix.
No, that
doesn't even make any sense on any planet.
No, they know you would think that. And they're like, everybody thinks we're old and we ain't going to figure this out. So we're just going to play along like we're old. We're just going to disappear.
Name an old person who doesn't know exactly what time visitation for a dead person starts. The first thing they read in their newspaper is the obituaries.
That's true.
And they clip it out and they put it on the fridge. They're like, we got to go see Frances 9 o'clock on Thursday.
Yep.
But if they show up at 8 o'clock and they're gone by 8:15, nope.
Wow.
So they were having their
smart, mysterious old folk.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They were having that dollar coffee at McDonald's laughing at you guys.
Probably across the street watching us all come in.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Kelly. Now, if I just don't show up at the show one day, it's because I've gone to Albuquerque to solve the mystery.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.